Right now, I want to turn to our friends at the Manchester VA. And I have to say, because we're going to be hearing from the general manager of New Hampshire Motor Speedway, Kevin Forrest, and the VA of New England, the Manchester VA. I love this outreach that you've been doing at some of the events like the Motorcycle Week and also coming up with the Speedway and NASCAR on veteran benefits that families and veterans may not be aware of. But Kevin joins us, as he does from time to time, one of our great partners on the show with an update from the VA. I also want to thank you for being involved with the whole Swim with a Mission last week as we were on our Friday luncheon at the Wentworth by the Sea Golf Club, able to raise about $140,000 at that luncheon. But in 3 days, almost $2 million raised for veterans in New Hampshire, Kevin. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Ed. No, it was what a great weekend up there at Newfound Lake. And, you know, a big shout out to Phil and Julie Taub and the whole Swim with a Mission team up there. You know, we sent a small group from the VA up there to volunteer and work with folks. And, you know, it just shows the value of partnerships and taking care of veterans. You know, the VA can't do it alone. We depend on our community partners. And it was just great to see everybody working together all to make, you know, New Hampshire, I'd say, the best veteran-friendly state out there. So thanks.
Well, I think it's great. And I guess you got a special guest with us today.
I do. I have my new colleague and friend, David Rogers, who we met up there on Saturday morning, Navy SEAL and a huge veteran advocate, and he's in here with me today, really letting us orient him to VA services. So thanks, David, for joining me.
Oh, how could I miss it? Good morning, Jack.
David, how are you?
I'm doing great. I had just gotten out of the water up at the swim. I kind of was a wimp. I only did the 1K swim. And got out, was getting myself a muffin and a coffee, and Veterans Administration, VA of New Hampshire, basically suddenly was talking to me, and they were talking to everybody. Kristen Presley was just like this. Her huge effervescent personality came right up to me and said, "Hi, how are you? What's going on?" And as it turned out, and one of the things that Kevin just said, which I would certainly reiterate, having moved here from Rhode Island 2 years ago, this is the most veteran-friendly place I didn't know a place like this existed, speaking of New Hampshire, and it is certainly manifest with the efforts of these great folks over here at the VA.
Yeah, well, it's nice to hear, Dave, and of course, you've been a part of the show here and filled in. I know you were at all the events, including our luncheon at the Wentworth Golf Club, but Kevin, I really applaud this outreach. I mean, I just think that the letting veterans know, like David and others who just don't know, and I hear a lot from Kevin Forrest, from caregivers and family members, that they're also unaware of a lot of the benefits and programs that exist. And I just think it's the continuing outreach and education, right?
It is. You know, we certainly have our outreach team, Jack. But, you know, most importantly, it's how we treat veterans and care for them in the VA. And those veterans will tell their other buddies and other veterans out there what the care is like, what the relationships are like here. And that's really our best outreach tool is the entire veteran community.
Well, you know, it's certainly improved. And I love your openness to meet and go beyond the borders of the VA, if you will. Meet with community leaders, meet with people like Dave and Kristen, who's she does have that great personality of caring. I've met her in the VA when I visited you, and she's talking to veterans in the elevator, just asking them how their day is, you know, what's going on, are they getting the service they need. So thank you so much. And Kevin, your folks are, I guess some folks are going to be up at the Speedway this weekend as well, New Hampshire Motor Speedway, for the NASCAR race.
It is. We, you know, have our outreach team at all kinds of events, and, you know, we're able to have veterans who want to learn about our services and sign up on the spot. We'll take their information, and we'll get them in for the care that they need.
And Dave Rogers, someone who I know and I consider a friend, retired Navy SEAL, now a New Hampshire resident. You worked hard last week to help raise awareness for the big week. Unbelievable, almost $2 million raised in 3 or 4 days. David, maybe you could kind of end with a message to fellow veterans out there, like you did in our Make 12 Hours Count Radiothon, where if someone like you, who maybe had more elite operative, special operative training, can benefit from meeting people like Kevin and Kristen, what's your message to other veterans who might be reticent or reluctant? And it's not about a handout. It's just basically you served. Now it's time for us to serve you. What would you say to those veterans that are apprehensive to even learn more about things that could help them in their lives?
Well, Jackie just read my mind. Because I'm one of them, and I'd say until very recently I was one of them who were reticent about taking advantage of all the services that the VA has to offer and all the programs here in New Hampshire have to offer. What I can say is come on in, see for yourself, and what you're going to find out is what I have found out. It's the people that make the difference. when you're in the military, you come out of a bureaucracy, you come out of one massive bureaucracy, and then in civilian life, to try to navigate all of the help that you need, you're greeted with about 18 of them. And I get the fact that there's reticence there, there's resistance. It looks like the Death Star. You don't want to have anything to do with it. The moment you become involved with the New Hampshire VA, you are going to find people who get it, people who get you, people who care, people who want to know how you're doing. You're not a statistic. You're not just a serial number. You're not just a number. You're a human being that they care about. They have spoken to a lot of veterans. Many are vets themselves, and they can figure out what it is that they can do to help you. And somebody like me, some hard-headed, you know, guy who just thinks, I don't need any help. Well, you know what? There is still plenty here for me that can help me. I'm learning that now every day, and it's been a 100% entirely positive experience. And like I just said at the top, come on in, see for yourself. I'll bet you'd be pleasantly surprised.
David Rogers, thank you. Kevin Forrest, as always, Manchester VA director. Thank you, Kevin. And Dave, I know we wanted to hook up for 10 minutes or so, sorry, the other day, but we'll get back in the studio and on air soon, okay?
Sounds good to me, buddy.
Kevin, thank you.
Hey, thanks, Jack. Always a pleasure.
And I like how Dave described Kristen. Will you tell her that for me, please?
She's right here.
She's sitting right across the table.
She's glowing.
Is she smiling?
She is.
Is she ever not?
Is there any other way?
the way David said it with that former broadcasting voice when he was in Rhode Island, that effervescent, it was almost like a James Joyce or a Faulkner novel. So
that's good. I have a new adjective for her. She is now effervescent.
Thank you all. Thank you all. We'll catch you real soon on Good Morning New Hampshire. New Hampshire and Southern Maine's number one place for news talk.